Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We are just going to jump into another chapter of The Door in the Woods. Unfortunately, just one chapter for you guys this week. I am still a little under the weather, but before we do just jump right into it, I do quickly want to just shout out my sponsor once more, Orange Hat Film Productions. If you haven't checked them out already, guys, what are you doing? They're an incredibly talented group of people. They're making, original indie films and content. They have a bunch of stuff. You can check out their website. Check them out for free at orangehatfilmproductions.com. There's a lot of stuff there, including shorts, music videos, documentaries, and more. They have their own full-length feature currently in post-production, so keep checking back at that website, orangehatfilmproductions.com, for updates. They are incredibly generous supporting my podcast, so please go check them out. Show them some love. Without any further ado, we're going to jump back into one more chapter of The Door in the Woods. Really hope you guys have been enjoying it so far. If you haven't already, please subscribe, share it with your friends, share it around, and let's get this story heard by as many people as we can. But without any further ado, here we go. Chapter 26. Rob laid on his kitchen floor, clutching the white-hot knife wound in his gut, and hoping that nothing important was hit by the unforgiving steel of the knife. Even though he was somebody who worked with dead bodies on a weekly basis, he was in no rush to become one. He focused on simply applying as much pressure to the wound as his trembling arms would allow, and let everything else fade into the background. He could hear Jay talking, but it seemed to be coming from worlds away, and for the life of him, he couldn't make out the words. His vision started to blur, and for whatever reason, this was the moment when Rob was convinced he was going to die. That this was it. The moment in the movies where people would tell him to stay away from the light, but he would be drawn to it, like a moth to a flame, regardless of how much they begged for him to hold on.
"Stop the car, now!" Sam screamed, and his mother obeyed, pulling her car to an unceremoniously loud stop in front of Jay's house. Sam wasted no time opening the car door and sprinting across the lawn. He barely had time to register Jay's open car door, and the still open front door of the house as well. And if he had spent any time to think about it, he would have rightfully assumed that something was terribly wrong inside. He didn't have time to think, however, and didn't slow until he reached the threshold of the door and passed through it. There he stood, waiting, smiling. "Hey, buddy, glad you could make it," he said, and for a moment it seemed like the Jay that Sam had gotten to know. It was when he looked at his eyes that any semblance of the former self started to vanish. Not only was his face covered in blood, with his nose cracked and off to one side, but his eyes were a solid black, and there seemed to be no humanity left behind them. Sam saw Jay standing there and froze, taking in the scene. It was almost as if a stage had been set for him, Jay standing in the middle of the kitchen holding a large and bloodied knife, his father leaning against one of the side kitchen counters and clutching his stomach, sweat and tears running down his face.
"What have you done, Jay?"
Sam asked with a trembling voice, and it was around this time that his mother entered behind him. She gasped, and Sam stuck out an arm to hold her behind him.
"Don't do anything until I say, Mom," he said quietly.
"Have you learned anything, Sam?" Jay asked, twirling the knife around in his hand with more dexterity than Sam was aware he possessed.
"Jay isn't here anymore. Much like you, he meddled with shit that he couldn't possibly understand and now has paid the price for it."
Sam slowly advanced across the hall.
"Nope. I don't believe it. Jay's still in there, aren't you, buddy? And I'm gonna get you out."
Jay, or rather the being who had taken over Jay's body, laughed, It started small and bubbled up and out of control until Jay was almost hysterical. As he did this, the lights in the house flickered and one of the bulbs in the kitchen shattered, sending sparks and glass raining down around him. When he stopped laughing, he stared at Sam briefly, with a look akin to disgust, before stretching his arms out and tilting his head back. Sam watched in horror as the room darkened around Jay and his feet lifted from the ground. He rose slowly and steadily, arms outstretched, one hand still clutching a large kitchen knife dripping with blood, and his feet dangling. Once he was about 3 feet off of the ground, he stopped, suspended. Darkness radiated around him in waves as his head snapped downwards and his eyes locked onto Sam's once more. An icy cold chill ran across Sam's spine. He was frozen, petrified. He was staring up at the demonic presence that had taken control of his friend with hitching, uneven breaths. He had no idea what to do, and he would have screamed in anguish if not for the sudden, comforting touch of his mother's hand on his shoulder. This was joined, soon after, by another hand on his opposite shoulder, and he turned to see his father standing behind him as well, in an aura of bright white light that surrounded all three of them. It filled Sam with a warmth and a power that he had never felt before, and would later struggle to tell people about. He turned to the hovering figure in the darkness in front of him with renewed hope and a sense of purpose. He still didn't know what he was going to do, but he suddenly knew that he could do it. Get Jay's dad out of here and to a hospital. "We've got this," Sam said, and confidently strode towards the darkness. And that is going to be it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Once more, a huge shout out to OrangeHatFilmProductions.com for sponsoring this episode. Please go and check them out, guys. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. Share this around. Get more people involved if you can. It only, feeds the fuel for me to get more content out for you guys. So I really appreciate you listening. Stay tuned for next week. And until next time, have a good one.